it'll get worse before it gets better. Donald Trump speaking specifically about COVID-19 this week, but it could almost be a catch cry for the entire Trump administration. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each and every week wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. In an interview with Fox News' Chris Wallace this week, Trump has said he might not accept the results of the 2020 election. Now, nothing new in this. He said the same thing in the past, and people have been afraid this could be an issue for quite some time. But Ed, this week, as we do get closer and closer, what happens in November if Biden wins by a margin, big or I think very likely small, and Trump refuses to accept the results?
Well, this has happened before, in a sense. Remember the Gore election? And the Supreme Court decided that election. Let's say he wins by a narrow margin. The Supreme Court says he won. You're out. U.S. Marshals, remove him. That's the way that has to be played. Of course, this is ugly and not unexpected for this gentleman. Gentleman, what a word I could use. But I think there's something else going on here. What if Trump is not trying to win anymore and only trying to keep his followers and keep his followers ready for war, as it were? He loses the election. He goes back, basically takes over Breitbart and other media outlets and forms an alternate government, saying he won the election, but it was fixed. He has enough followers to cause an awful lot of damage in the United States. And can you imagine the U.S. government chasing Trump and Trump having a bunch of crazies lined up around him and the U.S. government having to basically seize him because he's committed crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors? That would be very ugly, but it would be Trump-like.
I mean, this is with Trump, there's really, I'm not sure, any lower you could plumb than Trump. But that seems to be the situation to me. He never really wanted to be president in the first place. It seems unclear if he really wants to be president now, given the scrutiny he's kind of under. But he doesn't want to be a loser. He never wants to be seen as losing.
Yeah, there's an alternate possibilities. If it gets too bad, particularly with COVID, he simply resigns just before the election and gets a pardon for all of his crimes. Now, that may not keep him out of state court, but a deal could be made to keep him out of prison. I think that may is another scenario. And the other is, and somebody was talking about this, he may be shoved off the platform by the Republican Party. That would be a bit of a mess, but that's still a possibility.
I wonder if Mike Pence could beat out William Henry Harrison as the shortest-serving U.S. president of all time. That would be exciting.
It would be, but nothing's out of the realm of possibilities here.
Is there a precedent on another U.S. president prepping for an election loss by, look, undermining the whole system ahead of time while still in office?
No. No. The closest we came was Teddy Roosevelt. And I believe he went out and tried to come back in the Bull Moose Party, threatening to have his supporters support him all the way to the White House. But when he lost, he lost.
While we were away, Roger Stone had his sentence commuted by Trump. Look, I'm a little surprised at the strength of the reaction even among Trumpers that I've seen, those that, you know, that really didn't like this, despite the fact that they do closely support Trump. I mean, it doesn't say much for law and order, I suppose, but thoughts, Ed?
Well, I think that this is a man who doesn't bring much love to anybody except people like Trump. And so he's not the kind of person that Trumpers want associated with Trump. Commuting his sentences was pretty well expected, because what he said over and over again, "I'm not going to flip," meaning I have things to say, on the president. "I'm sure he'll do the right thing by me." All that meant, if you don't get me out of this, buddy, I'm going to flip on you and tell my tales before you can get out of office. That's what that meant. Enosi commuted his sentence. He didn't pardon him. By commuting his sentence, that means this is still on the record that he committed the crime. The sentence was just lessened for the crimes. So he's still guilty as heck.
COVID-19, Trump had a bit of a come to Jesus this week on COVID. He's realized he can't just block his ears and this will all disappear on its own accord, as he essentially was claiming. He's come out and said the disease will get worse before it gets better, and that his administration is working on a very, very powerful response. Are we expecting big things all of a sudden, Ed?
Yes, he's read the newspapers and he knows the Oxford experiments are going well, so he'll take credit for those when they actually come out. He's hoping they'll come out sooner than the election. Even if they did, it would take a long time to vaccinate anyone. So this is kind of the Hail Mary pass, as we call it in football. And he's hoping that Pfizer will catch it.
Concerning in the wake of all of Trump's comments about how, all the testing they're doing makes him look bad. You know, if we had less testing, there'd be less cases. Data on COVID is now going to bypass the CDC and go straight into the care of the Trump administration. Any thoughts on this one, Ed?
Well, of course, the CDC has a congressional mandate and a law that they have to give that data to the American people. And each state keeps its own records, too. So this is a shot in the dark. And it also would mean he'd have to take the brunt of all the criticism when that data came out. He can't hide it.
And while the GOP is struggling to come up with a financial plan, the $600 a week federal pandemic unemployment compensation is at time of recording set to end at the end of July. Now, this talk, maybe it will be extended, but this has been cushioning the economy. And look, given unemployment and the pandemic are still raging, a lot of Americans are going to be swinging in the wind if it's not extended. What's going to happen with this one, Ed?
That is true. But even worse yet, there was another part of that bill that suspended mortgage payments. And in many states, rental payments, if they're made to a federally supported rented building. The government in the past, just as it does here, basically gives private contractors the right to build buildings in which federally funded individuals can live. So they've gotten out of the housing business, but those individuals receive coupons and the like to stay in the buildings. And the moratorium on their rents is running out. So this could be a real downer, because it affects the renter and it affects the person who owns the mortgage and has to pay it. Trump has to be careful here, because a lot of his supporters own these buildings and many of his supporters are in banks and they don't want to be holding the can here. So we'll see what happens. We have a very similar situation here. It looks like we may have skated by. But the mortgage portion of this and the rental supplements are super important for middle and lower income people.
Yeah, I would be interested in comparing the two situations, but I'd kind of like to know where we actually go with the U.S. compensation scheme before we do.
Yes. Well, I think something will be passed. The Republicans are all of a sudden worried about the budget and the deficit. This is their mantra when they're in the minority, remember? But when they're majority, they spend like heck.
And Black Lives Matter protests continue. Shocking scenes in Portland, where a federal crackdown resulted in violent scenes and reports of camouflaged federal officers seizing protesters and barreling them into unmarked vehicles. The response from Trump down is more and more militarized. And you know, if it walks like a banana republic, if it quacks like a banana republic, thoughts, Ed?
I have a banana. This is bad news for Trump because by sending these stormtroopers in, he looks too much like a fascist. And that means either his voters will stay home or the suburban voters will come out in much larger numbers than broadcast. So I am nervous about him doing it because these are the stormtroopers he'd use to stay in office. But I'm even more nervous about the fact that he's creating an atmosphere where there are people who now want him out at any cost, and it may be bloody.
And before I let you go, I mean, we've had a couple of weeks now. Election 2020, there are all these issues that are going to pop up in November, all these ones that we are speaking about today. But generally speaking, what's happening?
Well, I think healthcare is now really dominating the agenda, as it should. Schools have come up very high because kids are out of school. And clearly, the recovery of the economy and something like the Green New Deal has to come in. The Democrats will have to seize the Senate to make that happen. But if the Democrats get the Senate, I think we'll see those three things as the fastest thing through since Greased Lightning. Getting the economy going means rebuilding America and rebuilding a safer, saner, brighter America. It's really time now for Biden to start naming the people beyond the vice president that he's going to bring into his administration to do that kind of a very big job.
Yes, Trump has accused Joe Biden of staying in the basement, and it's kind of hard to see where he's wrong, really. Biden is most definitely keeping his head down.
Why not? Nothing to shoot at when your head's down.
As Sun Tzu, I think, said in The Art of War, when your enemy is destroying themselves, let them.
Let them.
Just
That's right.
a word on the polls. All these polls for Biden, but I can't trust any polls. I really can't even stand to hear about polls ever since 2016. But are there any we should be paying attention to?
Well, I think there are some polls like Rasmussen that have always been very much in the corner of the Republican Party, and they are now showing a smaller defeat. But there isn't a poll out there that isn't showing a defeat. The one of the things about the Clinton thing is it lost momentum. Because of all these accusations about her having things on her server and so on, and she went on the defensive. Now the defensive is in Trump's corner. So it's very smart for Biden not to say much, because if he goes on the defensive, his polls could go down. The best thing about these polls are the Senate polls. If he wins and the Senate changes, and the House numbers will go up, then I think they better start baking cake.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast. Maybe drop us a review if you're feeling generous. And remember, you can check us out as well on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at US of Ed.